toilets? Erickson sounded as if she thought Cortez was pulling her leg. Toilets, Cortez repeated. You want to run a story on toilets? In Millennium? Erickson could not help laughing. She had observed his ill-concealed enthusiasm when he sauntered into the Friday meeting, and she recognized all the signs of a reporter who had a story in the works. Explain.
It's really quite simple, Cortez said. The biggest industry in Sweden by far is construction. It's an industry that in practice cannot be outsourced overseas, even if Skanska opens an office in London and stuff like that. No matter what, the houses have to be built in Sweden.
But that's nothing new.
No, but what is new is that the construction industry is a couple of light years ahead of all other Swedish industries when it comes to competition and efficiency. If Volvo built cars the same way, the latest model would cost about 1 million kronor, maybe even 2 million. For most of industry, cutting prices is the constant challenge. For the construction industry, it's the opposite. The price per square foot keeps going up. The state subsidizes the cost with taxpayers' money just so that the prices aren't prohibitive.
Is there a story in that?
Wait, it's complicated. Let's say the price curve for hamburgers had been the same since the 70s, so a Big Mac would cost about 150 kronor or more. I don't want to guess what it would cost with fries and a Coke, but my salary at Millennium might not cover it. How many people around this table would go to McDonald's and buy a burger for 150 kronor?
Nobody said a word.
Understandable. But when NCC bangs together some sheet metal cubes for exclusive rental at Gorshaga on Lidingö, they ask 10 to 12,000 kronor a month for a 3-cube apartment. How many of you are paying that much?
I couldn't afford it, Nielsen said.
No, of course not. But you already live in a 1-bedroom apartment by Danvikstol, which your father bought for you 20 years ago, and if you were to sell it, you'd probably get 1.5 million for it. But what does a 20-year-old who wants to move out of the family home do? He can't afford to, so he sublets, or sub-sublets, or lives at home with his mother until he retires.
So where do the toilets come into the picture? Mom said.
I'm getting to that. The question is, why are apartments so fucking expensive? Because the people commissioning the buildings don't know how to set the price. To put it simply, a developer calls up Skanska, says they want 100 apartments, and asks what it will cost. Skanska calculates it, comes back and says it'll cost around 500 million kronor, which means that the price per square foot will be X kronor and it will cost 10,000 a month if you want to move in. But unlike the McDonald's example, you don't really have a choice. You have to live somewhere, so you have to pay the going rate.
Henry, dear, please get to the point.
But that is the point. Why should it cost 10,000 a month to live in those crappy dumps in Hammarbyhamnen? Because the construction companies don't give a damn about keeping prices down. The customer's going to have to pay come what may. One of the big costs is building materials. The trade in building materials goes through wholesalers who set their own prices. Since there isn't any real competition there, a bathtub retails for 5,000 kronor in Sweden. The same bathtub, from the same manufacturer, retails for the equivalent of 2,000 kroner in Germany. There is no added cost that can satisfactorily explain the price difference.
There was impatient muttering around the table.
You can read about a lot of this in a report from the government's construction cost delegation, which was active in the late 90s. Since then, not much has happened. No one is talking to the construction companies about the unreasonable prices. The buyers cheerfully pay what they are told it costs, and in the end the price burden falls on the renters, or the taxpayers.
Henry, the toilets...
The little that has changed since the construction cost delegation's report has happened at the local level and primarily outside Stockholm. There are buyers who got fed up with the high construction prices. One example is Karlskrona Homes, which builds houses less expensively than anyone else by buying the materials themselves. And Svensk Handel has also gotten into the game. They think that the price of construction materials is absurd, so they've been trying to make it easier for companies to buy less expensive products that are equally good. And that led to a little clash at the construction fair at Alvsjö last year. Svensk Handel had brought in a man from Thailand who was selling toilets for 500 kronor apiece.
And what happened?
His nearest competitor was a Swedish wholesale outfit called Vidovara Inc., which sells genuine Swedish toilets for 1,700 kronor apiece. And shrewd municipal buyers started to scratch their heads and wonder why they were shelling out 1,700 kronor when they could get a similar toilet from Thailand for 500. Better quality, maybe? Karim said.
No, the exact same.
Thailand, Malm said. That sounds like child labour and stuff like that, which could explain the low price.
Not so, Cortez said.
Child labour exists mostly in the textile and souvenir industries in Thailand, and the paedophile industry, of course. The United Nations keeps an eye on child labour, and I've checked out this company. They're a reputable manufacturer. It's a big, modern, respectable operation, producing appliances and plumbing goods.
All right. But we're talking about low-wage countries, and that means you risk writing an article proposing that Swedish industry should be outbid by Thai industry. Fire the Swedish workers and close the factories here and import everything from Thailand. You won't win any points with the Trade Union Confederation.
A smile spread over Cortez's face. He leaned back and looked ridiculously pleased with himself.
No, again, he said. Guess where Vitavara Inc. makes its toilets to sell at 1,700 kroner apiece.
Silence fell over the room.
Vietnam, Cortez said.
You've got to be kidding, Ericsson said.
They've been making toilets there for at least 10 years. Swedish workers were already out of that race in the '90s.
Oh, shit.
But here comes my point. If you imported directly from the factory in Vietnam, the price will be in the order of 390 kroner. Guess how you can explain the price difference between Thailand and Vietnam?
Don't tell me that...
Oh, yes. Vitavara Inc. subcontracts the work to an outfit called Fong Su Industries. They're on the UN list of companies that use child labour. At least they were in an investigation from 2001, but the majority of the workers are convicts.
Ericsson burst out laughing.
This is great. This is really great. I'm sure you're going to be a journalist when you grow up. How fast can you have the story ready?
2 weeks. I have a lot of international trade stuff to check out, and then we need a bad guy for the story, so I'm going to see who runs Vitavara Inc.
Then we could run it in the June issue.
No problem.